Easter is not a foot race, as the early disciples demonstrate. It doesn't matter if we came to faith as an infant, baptized as an infant, or if we were just baptized last night. Whether we stand at the entrance of the empty tomb with understanding or the lack thereof, whether we've spent 20 years studying dogma that is meant to define the great mysteries of the faith, especially this particular one. This is the one that all of the Christian faith rests upon. St. Paul very clearly states that if Jesus be not risen from the dead, our faith is in vain. And for those of us who've been commissioned in an extraordinary way to preach this gospel, we're the most pitiable of men. If it's not the case, then I, myself, Deacon Ed, and all the other ordained ministers, we need to just go out and get some honest jobs and eat, drink, and be merry, because this show is over. We're told that while it was still dark, Mary of Magdala, she's running, everybody's running, discovers the empty tomb, goes back. Each of them, after witnessing the tomb, seeing the tomb, they all have a different angle at which they look at it, how they perceive it. And yet, they all live the rest of their lives as witnesses of an event that they believe changed the world. What can we say about this mystery that hasn't already been said? You know, I'm a movie buff, and I went to go and see Black Panther about 3 weeks ago. And we were showing the preview of the new Jurassic World installment that's coming out. And I'm watching this preview, and then this is the quote. Life cannot be contained. Life breaks free. Life finds a way. When I heard that, I said, that's a homily. There's a homily there. But in reality, when you look at the events of today and what Jesus came to do, he didn't come to stop death from happening. He came to overwhelm death. He's the fullness of life incarnate. Whereas Peter and others were trying, they understood heaven as the means by which Jesus would be protected from anything life-threatening. Jesus understood heaven as sending him on a mission to go precisely wherever life needed to be infused. That's where he went. He's the one who dies and rises. That's why he's not at the tomb. They still didn't understand that. Even though he told them in advance at least 3 times in one of the Gospels, he predicted what would happen in Jerusalem. They still didn't understand that. They go in and they see and they believe, but they still didn't understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. And yet, they live the rest of their lives witnessing to an event that they believe changed the course of the world forever. The question for you and I today, because all of us have to or are invited to go to the tomb and to peer in, what will it be for us? Whether you've had formal studies in theology about this, the mysteries, or whether it's just the gut feeling you have about this event that you believe has changed everything, what type of witness will you and I be in this day, in this age? Because if Jesus is no longer in the tomb, he's still moving about. God is happening inside of you, and he's happening inside of me. And what does that look like? The same thing it looked like for Jesus, dying and rising every single day. If you don't believe that, read the news. Look at the news. Look at what's happening around us. We are always dying and rising. The paradoxical reality there is that it's in that dying that we're rising, that we are living, living to the full what Jesus came to realize in his word, but especially his action. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. God love you.